It's got to be one of our more eclectic music return days in a while around here. That's the way it seems. Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yeah, I'm not disappointed. We got the third pick in the draft. I've got hope for the Sixers. First time in a long time. A believer? Well, I don't know about that, but I've got hope. Kyle's got no hope. Hugh Douglas, totally hopeless over here, which we could apply to a lot of things, but certainly the Sixers. He's hopeless on them. Where do you come down? And then Bryce Harper tonight, Hugh. Cardinals in. Bryce Harper's hitting 232. I think it's time to sit him down for a night. I mean, it feels like they danced around his struggles the entire season. And I think because of Schwarber's emergence and the year he's having, Trey being better than he has been his first couple years here, the pitching the way it's been with the starting pitcher, they've really gotten away with Bryce Harper not having a good season. We called it a slump. I called it a slump. It's 40 games now. I don't know. What do we call this? He's just not having a good season? He's not having the typical Bryce Harper season. I mean, it's totally obvious at this point. Now, he's got three quarters of a season to get out of this and change his year. But his first 40 games has been well below his standard. And then last night, he comes out, you know, his head buzzed here. We got speculation he did it to be like Sirianni. John Clark tweeting it didn't work. I don't know about all that. But the bottom line is he could use a night off. Let's hear Topper on the morning show today talking about how he feels and where Bryce is at right now.
Yeah, it's difficult. And you know, I feel at times bad for Hart because he puts a lot of pressure on himself. And he expects so much out of himself. And he wants to lead this team and this organization and the city to a world championship. And so he's very hard on himself, and that's just who he is. And he's, you know, I know everybody's talking about his body language this year, but it's been like that since he's been here and since he's been in the big leagues. Really, when he struggles, it wears on him, and because he cares so much, and that's really all it is.
Hugh, that sounds textbook to me like someone who could use a night off. He cares too much.
Yeah, give him a breather. Just give him the night off. Just say, hey. Take it out of his hands just right before the game. Say, hey, man, you're not playing tonight. Just chill out.
All right, let me ask you this. Let's play this out. Let's say he doesn't want to take the night off.
Then you take it out of his hands. Say, hey, man, you got the night off.
Even if he says, I want to play.
Well, just say, hey, you got the night off. You're not in the lineup.
I'm just saying, if he says, Topper, I want to play tonight.
Oh, yeah, and just like I said, when you – I feel like if you present it like that, he's the manager. Hey, you got the night off. Go eat some popcorn or something. Drink a smoothie, whatever it is you do. Make a smoothie.
As much as I want to give him a night off, I do want him available late in the game if we have a pinch hitting opportunity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Go get a smoothie.
Yeah. Well, you said popcorn.
Is popcorn bad?
No, popcorn's not bad. But you
told him to stop making TikToks.
You did.
I didn't see. Now
you
wait
did.
A minute.
You did.
I did not say that.
You did.
Wait a minute. I did not say
it was
not,
an edict.
No, I didn't say he should stop making TikToks.
He kind of did.
I don't even watch TikTok.
I don't either. But we all saw the TikTok with him in the golf course and the whatever he does. Banana.
No,
bread.
I saw him cook the bread, make the bread.
He also made. I think he made cheesesteaks for the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't.
He
see
cooked
that.
His own hoagie rolls.
I didn't see that.
Look good. I mean, he's, the guy. Can
I mean,
cook.
I do vaguely remember saying something about maybe you should stop TikToking.
Well, yeah.
But I don't think I said it with that much.
You put your foot down.
I don't think
TikToks.
I said it with that much ire in my.
Hugh Douglas delivery. Calls out Bryce Harper. Quit TikTok or else. I need these headlines.
I don't think it was that.
Or else would have been strong.
Nah, it wasn't that.
You know, I mean, I might have spiced it up with the or else.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do here. We do.
Hugh Douglas threatens Bryce Harper.
Threatens. I don't need to threaten anybody. You know I got a bad track record.
Yeah, I'm kidding. That was me. I'll do the threatening.
I can't. You know what I mean? I got two strikes. I don't need that third one.
Hugh's half swinging. He's just trying to make sure he makes contact here. I think it's time to give him a night off, clear his head. I just wonder how the Phillies would handle it. Because, Hugh, we've seen this before where Topper says he wants to give JT less time, and then JT says, well, I want to play. And
but this is something different.
Topper's not exactly the most hardline stance with his very
stars.
I think
this is something different, though. Because you cut your hair, you're clearly – something's going on. I mean, and that's the telltale signs of people being in distress. Look it up. That's one of the signs.
I'm searching this. Telltale signs.
When Britney Spears, since you played her when was coming back, that was when people knew that something was different, was when she cut her hair. So that's a symptom. That is a sign that somebody's in distress.
You know what is clearly going to happen now after this conversation and after last night? He's going to be asked pregame today, did you cut your hair because you're slumping? I mean, I'd be shocked if someone doesn't ask that question. And how he's going to respond, I don't know. He might just say, hey,
somebody wants to do their job, they'll ask.
Well, yeah, because that's the question we all want to know, if that's why he cut his hair. 215-592-9494. Are your calls on all this? Bryce Harper, should the Phillies give him a night to clear his head? Now, we'll see what the weather is tonight. They may be, they may not play tonight. We'll see how this rain goes today and tomorrow. But what I mean is the next time they have a game. I mean, if they get rained out tonight, that doesn't count. That's a cop-out. I mean, they play a game, and he's not in the lineup. Let's go to Tyler in Delaware. Hey, Tyler.
Yo, good afternoon, Joe. Darth Vader Douglas.
What's going on, man?
Darth Vader Douglas over here, dressed for a golf outing. What's up, Tyler?
Oh, man. Hey, great conversation today, fellas. First of all, Hugh, I'm so glad you corrected it from popcorn to going and drinking a smoothie because, you know, the salt content in popcorn, even me as an Italian, I got to – watch my salt intake with the popcorn.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Harper, if he's sitting, so.
Also, popcorn to me is just a symbol that you're checked out for the day. You know, no one has popcorn.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, popcorn, and then you go back to
glizzy.
Work.
Or a glizzy. With a glizzy?
Well, I guess. I mean, popcorn to me, just like you're lounging around watching a movie.
Okay, you're not breaking it up.
Glizzy. Yeah, you're not breaking. You got to break the glizzy up. Can't be just putting.
No, you don't have to break the glizzy
up. Mouth. Can't be putting the glizzy all
go
in your mouth.
Go get some pretzel bites with all that salt, popcorn with all that salt. Got to wash it down. Get a cold icy, something like that. You so. But
the
no.
Icy, the icy
yeah.
is nice.
The icy's nice. Yeah. What's your go-to yeah. flavor?
Icy. Mm-hmm. Strawberry. Is it strawberry or cherry?
Cherry. Yeah, cherry's a pretty good.
But I mix them. Yeah. I like
oh, what do you put in there?
Call it a suicide. Just put them all in there. Suicide. Okay.
Go ahead, Tyler.
The suicide. Man, cherry, blue raspberry, Coke.
That's yeah, all of that. All of that.
Like
suicide.
The trifecta.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Coke and the cherry is how I do it. Go ahead, Tyler. What are you thinking?
All right. So, sitting Harper, I do think just sitting him for a game, just to clear his head, it isn't as if you're benching him for 3, 4, 5 games. You just want to give him a breather.
Yep.
Just to take a step back and say, hey, we know you are our guy, but just take a game or two just to kind of reset. All of us need a reset sometimes. So we still believe in you. We know that you can still play first base. We know that you can hit. He had that huge home run in Tampa Bay last week, so I still think that's the right move to do. When it comes to the Eagles, I'm asking myself, not just for me, but for y'all, where is there going to be a 1 o'clock game? I love primetime games, but since you guys come on at 10 in the morning, sometimes when the Eagles are on late, I like to sleep in. We have so many primetime games, I'm going to be having to move the schedule all around.
See,
Monday,
I like that
Sunday,
Tyler's thinking
Friday,
about the show. I like that.
Thursday.
I want some 1 o'clock games. I mean, we already have 4 non-1 o'clock games, right? Non-Sunday games. We got a Thursday, we got a Friday, we got a Saturday, we got Monday, and you know there's going to be more. I mean, I would be surprised if they're not on at least another Sunday night, at least on another Monday night. That's like, you know, we're going to get up to half the schedule here where it's not a Sunday game.
Yeah, so that's my whole thing. I've always enjoyed 1, even 4 o'clock game on a Sunday.
Mm.
So I just hope it's balanced enough to where, you know, if you're playing on Saturday and then you're playing on Thursday and then you got to wait all the way till the following Sunday, that's my whole thing with the Eagles being good. That's the one thing that people want to see them in a more national setting. Last thing on the Sixers. I have something to throw out there that I talked to my dad about. Who says no to you, Joe and Kyle? If Daryl Morey calls up Nico Harrison in Dallas, if Dallas gives up number 1, if the Sixers give up their number 3, the Sixers have a special chip in their back pocket, which is the unprotected pick in 2028 of the Los Angeles Clippers. Do you package that and a player, and move up for number 1? Because
so, yeah.
I'm on the same page as you, Joe,
yep.
with I think Ace Bailey at number 3 or the guy who you really, really like, either of those guys would be a difference maker on this Sixers team because they're young, they fit the timeline of McCain and Maxey, My whole thing is this. The Sixers need a wing. We have a plethora of guards. And when's the last time, other than drafting and then trading away, thank you, Brett Brown, Mikal Bridges, have the Sixers had a wing that was dominant, that could D up 1-5, that had an explosive first step, and that actually was a difference maker on both sides.
Jimmy, the five months we had Jimmy. I mean, that's it. I mean, before that, it was Iguodala. And Tyler, good phone call. All right, let's discuss what he said there. Who said no? So he threw out the idea the Sixers trade up with the Mavericks. They swap 3-for-1, and they also give, I think he was referencing a player and the 2028 Clippers pick. I got to imagine the Mavericks say no. That GM can't trade Luka and Cooper Flagg.
I was about to say, why would you do that?
If you're the Mavericks?
Yeah, but they did trade away Luka.
We're dealing with a dummy. I mean, like, that might, I don't know.
That's, I mean, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
So would I.
But I don't think the Mavericks would.
I think it'd be crazy.
They seem pretty excited about having the number one pick.
Well, because he's going to save his job. I mean, like, that, he's a year from getting fired. If Cooper Flagg is the player people think he is, that's going to save that guy's job.
I don't know. I still feel like this is a conspiracy to some extent. Because it just the way this whole thing played out,
I think a lot of
man.
People believe that.
The way this whole thing played out. Like, cause we were all sitting here and it was like, wait a minute, they traded Luka? And then, then the story start coming out about his fitness and, you know, the fact that he liked to, you know, tie one on every now and then and all the good stuff. So, I mean, yeah, and then you make it right with the lottery picks.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I mean, I know they've been doing it like this forever, but, you know, you go behind a veil and you pick the balls.
Well, they have the teams there watching.
Nah, I don't care. They might be collusion. I don't care.
Well, why would teams collude to help the Mavericks?
I don't know.
Okay.
But this is weird. It's
weird. I guess secondhand helping the Lakers to get Luka in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're the Wizards, why are you?
And
okay
the
with
numbers
it?
Were down for the NBA this year until Luka went to LA and did his thing.
So you're a full conspiracy.
Oh man, listen.
I like it.
NBA is yeah. And LeBron's about to retire. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
It's also funny if the GM of the Mavericks is just a big old dummy that got lucky. I mean, it's.
You said big old dummy. I mean, strong.
I mean, how else would you clarify it?
That is strong.
I mean, he made one of the most ridiculous trades in NBA history.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, just based on the value and not chopping around the league. Yes, to answer the question from our caller, Tyler, yeah, I think the Mavericks are the team that says no there. If the Sixers could trade 3 and someone on this team to get Cooper Flagg, I think they would do it in a heartbeat. I mean, like, is there anyone here you wouldn't trade with the 3rd pick to get Cooper Flagg? Not for me. If they want Embiid, take him. They want George, take him. I don't think Dallas would be interested in that. Let's go to Ray on the cell. What's up, Ray?
Yeah, how you doing? I make it quick. Mm-hmm. I was calling about taking the night off for Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's in bad taste and bad public relations because people come to see him play. Home games, no way. Away games, yeah, sit him down. The other point, Mike Schmidt, I'm 77 years old. Hey, they sat Mike Schmidt down at times during the weekends, and people raised hell because they came to see him play. Families, my parents took a package for 13 Sundays, and they were so disappointed sitting by third base when they would sit him down. But that was taken care of, and he would play. So that's my only point, that it's bad timing to sit him at home games. Away games, yeah, give him time off. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a fair – I like it. Time is ours. Ray, good phone call. I think it's a fair point, but what are they supposed to do? Just they don't go back on the road till what, next week? They're home this week, and they're home this weekend against Pittsburgh? If he's struggling and he could use a night off, they're going to force him on the field because people bought tickets to games?
Yeah, no, I mean, you got to look out for his well-being
right.
in a situation like that.
Also, like, don't subject the fans to watching Bryce Harper play at the plate right now.
Right. I mean, the people that bought tickets did not ask for 230 Bryce Harper.
I can spin that the other way.
Yeah, they didn't ask for 0-for-3. They asked for a couple
hits.
Good
Bryce Harper.
And we haven't got good Bryce Harper the entire season. It is moving towards a part of the season where it's like, oh boy, it's not early anymore. Have you guys started thinking about the idea we could be getting a down Harper season? Like, has his season started to change in your mind yet?
Not yet. Not yet. Because he has... We're talking about it now, but for the most part, he's been flying under the radar with so much other stuff that was going on. Mm-hmm. You know, first off, it was the pitching. It was the starting. Well, the bullpen.
Yep.
And then it was the other hitting from other individuals. Now you see Schwarber doing his thing, and I think it's come to light a little bit more. But it's not one of those situations that is killing you right now, you know. So you're still winning series. I think you won. If you win this series, you won six straight or something like that.
Yeah, they won five in a row for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah, so if you win this one, you win six straight. So it's still you're still in a good spot. You're still in a good spot. And I think that if you give him a couple of days off and let him reset a little bit, not a couple of days, but a day off, you let him reset, then that might do him some good. Because, I mean, like I said, did you look it up? That is a sign of stress when you cut your hair.
Well, I was looking at there was a lot of stuff that came up. Yeah, there's different signs of, what'd you call it, distress?
Distress.
Are you and I distressed? We shave our heads.
No, we shave because we're like,
out of necessity.
We came on home.
Yeah,
we came on home.
Came on home.
Bryce came on
ball,
with us.
That big old bald spot like right there, bro.
Yeah. Well, you tried to grow it back out, and we know what happened.
Yeah,
you got roasted by the kids.
Flamed,
yeah, the kids.
Yeah.
Kids are the worst.
Well, they're the most honest people.
Yeah,
they really are.
Kids are the worst.
And it hurts because they tell you what they're thinking at all times. Kyle, have you started to think that we're getting a downer here?
I mean, yeah, it's hard not to. I know he started last year off pretty cold too, but I think like by mid to late May is really when he started to pick it up.
Yep.
I'm not really, I thought we might have been starting to see signs of it like earlier in the month, but I mean, he's fallen back into his old ways at the beginning of the season. Like, it's possible we might just get it down here, but like, that's unacceptable for where this team needs to go.
We're
not going anywhere if we get down Harper here.
No. I mean, and look, they've done okay. You just said it. They've been okay with him hitting like this, but eventually they're going to need more out of Bryce Harper. Like, they're not going to keep winning this at this level without him.
This team goes as he goes. No question about that.
Yeah, and it feels like right now if he was fine, like if he was out there carefree and not shaving his head, and Topper wasn't on WIP saying he feels bad for him, I'd just be like, all right, let it roll, let it play out. He's going to hit eventually. It's fine. This is the first time I've started to think they have to help him.
Well, you know, and it's funny because he's had moments like this similarly since like a couple years ago when he was kind of a little bit of in a slump, and then he worked his way out.
Yep.
But it was never to this. I don't think it has lasted as long as this has lasted.
Well, I don't think so either. And I think this one just feels like it's wearing on him more. I mean, it's like, again, top.
I tried to tell y'all why.
Yeah, well, we told you that maybe we shouldn't do that.
I'm just saying. I just threw it out there. Mm. I mean, somebody else is in lockstep with me when they're thinking that. But, you know, I'll leave it alone.
All right, this happens sometimes. And when Castellanos first got here, didn't he just have a newborn at home, and that kind of got on him and wore on him? I get that. But what
out
are we supposed
to new girlfriend.
What are we? Well, that's different. What are we supposed to do? If Bryce Harper is struggling because he's got a lot on his plate, I mean, he's still got a hit, right?
Yeah, you still got a hit, but yeah. I mean, it does have something to do with it. The wife getting on your nerves a little bit, baby, she's pregnant, want ice cream late at night, stuff like that.
That's really that big of a deal? Just get some ice cream.
I mean, it is for some people. You
just
know,
get some ice cream.
Be.
It's not that hard.
I mean, but you would think that, you know, Bryce Harper, they probably have like all kind of, you know, stuff in the refrigerator and stuff.
I'm sure they have the best ice cream they could find.
Best ice cream on the planet.
Are you meant to go out to get ice cream or just go scoop it?
She might want to
scoop it from the freezer.
She might want something specific, you know, and that might be a little bit of a grind for him.
You think it's a lot to go get ice cream?
It might be for him. Because, I mean, he is Bryce Harper.
Oh, you mean like everyone notices
him
there?
Yeah. Hey, Bryce, what are you doing? You know, he might go to the local Wawa.
Hey, Bryce, hitting 230.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Start hitting. Heard what Hugh Douglas said about you on the radio.
You guys,
he said it stopped doing TikToks.
I didn't say that.
You did.
But I mean, guess for the purposes of this conversation,
for
the purpose of this conversation, I guess it's cool.
Hugh was ripping you and your TikToks. Maybe that would bother me too if that happened. All right, 215-592-9494.
TikToks.
Your phone calls on the final hour here of the show on Bryce Harper. Should the Phillies give him a night off? Should they send him for a night? I mean, some people say you can't do it at home. I mean, I get it, but come on. Like, if he needs.
I don't care.
If he needs a night off tonight, they got to think more about him and getting him on track than the people who happen to buy a game in May. Like, I'm sorry. Isn't that part of the deal when you buy a ticket?
Yes.
Sometimes the best players don't play. And it's not the NBA. It's like Bryce isn't doing this every week.
One game.
Yeah, right. One game to clear his head. The NFL scheduling the Eagles for a ton of primetime games. I think we should have some more here at 1 o'clock on Sundays. We'll see as the full schedule comes out. And the Sixers, do you finally have some hope? Did last night give you hope on the Sixers? It did for me. I mean, they have the third pick in a draft where heading into yesterday, there was I think it was like a 30-something percent chance they wouldn't have a pick at all. So this is a good outcome. Is it Cooper flag? No, but it's a good outcome. And I think there's a real chance the Sixers could land an all-star level player. 215-592-9494. All right, all your phone calls coming up. Plus, there is a situation going on in the NFL that I think the Eagles need to have their eye on. They're, you know, we've talked about a lot of different things this offseason they could do, they should have done, maybe they still could do. But there's one player, a name you hear on our show very often lately. I mean, this name has come up on this show. It's one of my favorite things that gets brought up around here.
He's
like,
a good player,
17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
I would say
thanks a lot, Kyle.
Once a appreciate day, that. The name comes up. Yeah, we'll talk about that guy on the other side. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of year again, people. Time to take a break from talking about bacon to share some of my grilling wisdom. It's officially grilling season. Elevate your grilling game with Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's marinated pork tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. They have Tuscan herb, honey garlic teriyaki. That's two different kinds. No, that's the same kind. Honey garlic teriyaki is one kind. And then they have lemon garlic. There are so many flavors to choose from. So head to simplyhatfield.com for retail locations and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.